Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, we talk about the story of a woman who spent her career making other people's homes beautiful and is now building something that's entirely her own. Also, Our Mentality's Laura Armenta stops by to talk about the International Dance Day Festival on the 29th. The Graham and Treetops Collective are partnering this Sunday. The Drum Circle Facilitators Guild will be at the Shelley Irwin Fun Run on Saturday. And we talk about the book Santa's Summer Vacation in Michigan.
About a story of a woman who spent her career making other people's homes beautiful and is now building something that's entirely her own. Jen Lambert in the house sharing this journey along with Jennifer Gardenigo. Jennifer, I've got the Jen duo here. Let's do a mic check first with you, Jen Lambert. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And you, Jen. Jennifer, we'll go
Hello.
With that.
Hello.
Good morning. And I'll start with you, Jennifer G., kind of sharing this story and this pitch with your company, Blueberry Realtors, but you've touched base with Jen.
Absolutely. So Jen and I used to live fairly close to each other, and she reached out to me when she was going to do a to-be-built home in Hudsonville on Jamestown Shores. She wanted a primarily female team, wanted a female realtor, obviously. And I was getting a lot of phone calls to say, hey, who is this builder? And I've been so impressed with her that I said, we need to get your name out there and why it's so important that a builder has a design background.
Yes. And your side of the story, Jen Lambert?
Yeah, I reached out to Jennifer as soon as I kind of figured out where I wanted this business to go. And I knew that I wanted to bring some women along with me on this journey. Women are kind of underrepresented in the trades. And so I wanted to change that.
So let's talk about your company.
Yes, we are Lineage Design Build. We are a mother-son team. My son is a builder as well and also a trim carpenter. And our first large project, we do renovations, and he has a lot of experience in new builds. But we are embarking on our first ground-up new build together in Hudsonville.
Is the name Lineage intentional?
It is intentional. We were looking for a name that kind of represented what we were as a team, with a mother-son team, but also what we hope to pass down. And that is also how we want to build our homes, homes that will stand the test of time and will be able to be passed down through generations.
The term design thinking is probably in Webster's dictionary and is talked about much. How does this encapsulate what you do?
Yeah, I think it just helps give us a really broad picture of the whole project from start to finish when we design and build as part of one team. It streamlines our process and our communication. And when we, in our process, we design everything right at the beginning of the project. So it just helps the homeowner get a clear vision of what's going to happen, and also helps with the budget because they know what they're going to spend from the very beginning.
And you might have alluded to this, Jennifer, but is Jen's story unique?
It's very unique. I think there's only 4% of builders are women. I know a female electrician and a female plumber, but they're very few and far between.
Nice. Talk to us then, Jen, about your debut project.
Yeah, it's a new build project, and like Jennifer said, in Jamestown Shores in Hudsonville. It's a beautiful home, and it's a beautiful community. Our lot is off of the lake. There is a lake in the area, and all of the homes do have access to it. Ours is right across the street from it. It's a 2,000 square foot house, and
yeah. Let me ask for some terms here. The house is a pre-construction.
It is. We've designed the house and the floor plan from the beginning, so it's kind of a ready-to-go home. If somebody doesn't want to go through the whole build process and make all of the decisions themselves, those have all been made already. They will have the opportunity to make some changes if they want. We also do custom homes, so if they don't like this floor plan or they want to bring their own architect or their own house plans, we also do custom homes.
And Jennifer, you describe this design philosophy of Jen's as intentional, comfortable, and deeply considered at every detail. You should know.
Absolutely.
Yes. I guess expand on that. So it's intentional, comfortable, deeply considered at every detail.
Well, she was very clear when she talks about her home building that she wants it livable. She wants the flow to make sense for the family who's going to be living there and the generations to come. So,
yeah, we're talking about you, Jen.
Yeah.
how's it feel? More on, I guess, where we are now. So is it for sale?
It is for sale. It's listed. Yep.
Yes. And, of course, that's a whole other conversation, Jennifer. When we put something up for sale, you go into action?
Absolutely. It's been listed for a few months. We've gotten some inquiries. We'll probably do meet the builder soon, and we'll give you information on that. Just so people can understand a little more, see the drawings. We have those online so people can look at Jennifer's or Jen's ideas, you know, in terms of what she sees in this next home.
Yes. What have been some surprises or thrills along this first new build for you, Jen?
I think just the trade partners that we currently have been amazing to work with. We've done several projects with them, and they've been really fun to work with, lots of renovations, and we're just really excited to kind of get the ground rolling on this new build.
Yes. Tell me about your background.
My background in building, I got my builder's license about 12 years ago. When I first started, I still had young kids at home, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit flexible still for my schedule. So I bought a home and then renovated it and sold it, and I was able to do that kind of during the school year when the kids were in school and still have my summers off. I knew eventually when they were in school full-time that I would want to go back to work full-time, and so for over the last couple years, I've kind of switched into that mode and gone. And then my son has also joined me as well. He was in the building industry for several years, working with other builders in this area, getting a lot of experience. And now we've embarked on this journey together.
Are you looking to recruit licensed and insured tradeswomen across every discipline?
Across every discipline, yes. If you are a woman in the trades, please reach out to us. We would love to partner with you.
Yeah, the elephant in the room, the trades have a talent pipeline problem when it comes to this niche.
Yeah, we do. I think it just wasn't available to us. You know, growing up, I didn't know any women that were in the trades, and it wasn't really advertised to us as a viable option. I think that's changing now. I think schools are doing a good job of introducing all students to trades. So I do think that the tide is turning. It's shifting now, and there are going to be more women coming up. And we just hope that we can have some more on our team and kind of balance out. I think it's good to have both perspectives, men and women, and it's always better when they're both involved on a job site.
How's the realtor business these days, Jennifer?
Well, here in West Michigan, it's pretty hot, unlike the rest of the nation. So it's still a seller's market. Lots of people are moving here because everyone can work from home now for the most part. So, yeah, the Lakeshore is booming, I would say.
Well, again, it takes talent to do that. What's our take-home message, Jen Lambert? And again, how do we find out more about your work and get to see your first new home?
Yeah, you can reach out to us on our website, www.lineagedesignbuild.com, and also on socials at Lineage Design Build. We have pictures of the new build on there, so you can find out all the information you need. And if you are a woman in the trades, you can find us the same way.
And you say there will be another new build in your life?
Yes, we actually have property in Wheeland where we'll have several lots available, and we'll be doing more houses there, custom and spec homes.
Nice. Fun, changing lives. How do we find out more about you, Jennifer Gradnickel?
Well, I am available at blueberryrealtors.com, and my number is 616-834-4828.
All right. Go forth and conquer. Bring in the ladies into your teams, Jen Lambert and Jennifer Gradnego. Thank you on behalf of this new home and opportunities for many. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much for having us.
She's back. Our Mentality's Laura Armenta here discussing an International Dance Day Festival. It's Our Mentality's International Dance Day Festival. Come next week. Let's talk to you about that. You always danced, haven't you? You've got to come.
That is a true story. Yes. Good morning.
Blood. We've talked before. I consider you a good friend and obviously doing great things in our community, but yet there are all kinds of dance in our world, and you us this immersive celebration of movement culture and artistic expression. Let's start with our mentality and what you do.
Well, our mentality is the platform where I get to play every day. It's a little bit of everything. And so our Mentality Movement Arts Center is where we teach classes, whether it's dance, wellness, fitness. Everybody can come and play. Everybody that is willing to be adventurous and connect with their body. And so, yeah, that's what we do, all kinds of exploration.
Come next Wednesday from 11 to 8. I'd say that's a full day. You are entertaining and presenting an International Dance Day Festival. Give us the big picture.
Yeah, true story. So I'm excited about this year in particular. So International Dance Day has been a thing since 82 and was created, obviously, to celebrate dance by the UNESCO. However, I personally feel like it has been a great focus on ballet only, right? And so my purpose in life is to bring dance to the people for the people. And I like to present International Dance Day as a celebration of the community, a celebration of all of us who we are as humans. Dance has been a language to communicate since we have been human. And the idea of this festival is to give samples of different dance forms that go beyond ballet. We do have contemporary dance, but we are this time offering K-pop, some West African, and hooping flow. In the past, we have brought also some bachata and even Bollywood. But this year, the exciting part about this festival is that we have sponsors. So we are able to bring this more accessible to the community. Cultura Education Center is offering scholarships. And so obviously this is coming up on Wednesday, April 29th. So anyone interested to jump into the opportunity need to reach out soon.
Yes. Where is this to be?
It's happening at the Our Mentality Movement Arts Center. We are inside the Masonic Center on Fulton and Lafayette.
Yes. There will be as you mentioned, many dance workshops. I'll get back to those. But what about the dance performance? What time is this and how does this work?
Well, if everything goes on schedule, Laura Menta Dance Company will be performing around 7:30. Also, this would be a fusion between contemporary dance and a little bit of bachata, a little bit of belly dancing.
Yes. What's the studio jam?
A studio jam is basically anyone that comes gets encouraged to dance and take part. Sometimes I do like a little lighten up workshop to kind of follow the leader type of thing, but this is like, you come and learn some dancing, you come and witness dance, but you get to participate and just groove and be happy.
That's cool. And then back to the dance workshops. What's hooping flow?
Hooping flow is, you know, the old-fashioned hoop, the little ring. This is like beyond that. Now, that is not me. We have a teaching artist, Alyssa Besteman. She is the expert in town to do anything hooping. So it's not necessarily acrobatic, but it's adventurous hooping. So with your head, with your hand, with your legs, with your hips. And it's very fun.
Fun learning is to be had for sure. Our Mentality's International Dance Day Festival is Wednesday, April 29th, is at the Our Mentality Movement Arts Center. And yes, in the wonderful Masonic Lodge, I guess.
Parking, super bonus.
Parking right there. Tell me, to attend a dance workshop, obviously I have to dress.
Super casual, nothing fancy. This is really just come as you are. Everybody is welcome. Most of the dance classes that we teach at Our Mentality, and especially at this festival, are to be performed barefoot. So no fancy shoes, none of that. It's just be wild,
check
be
my,
open.
Check my toenails, as they say.
Yeah, yes. A little pedicure doesn't hurt.
Do you, is a stereotypical attendee a female?
Not necessarily, actually. No, it's open to everybody, truly everybody. Everybody that loves to move. We are welcoming all ages, Students go all the way to 80-something, 90-something. So, yes, the K-pop is open to teenagers, so check it out. So K-pop is a thing now, and we love it. Yes.
And then once next Wednesday comes and goes, how do you spend your day?
Oh, goodness. Again, I love what I do, and our mentality is the platform where I get to play. So I do some yoga, some Thai yoga therapy, dancing. Thankfully, I live close, so sometimes I get to walk to my studio, especially that's now nice. That it's sunny. So that's my life.
Yes, it's a good life that you've chased and achieved. All right, a big day next Wednesday. It's from 11 to 8, snacks included?
Yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, yeah, I'm looking on a new sponsor for that. So, yes.
So, hey, sponsor the snacks. Yes, yes. As they say, that's important.
Anyone out there.
But bottom line, you are there to move, meet Laura and her team, and, of course, be entertained or get involved with some, as you mentioned, contemporary K-pop belly dancing. You said you wanted to do it, so just do it. Safe environment.
Absolutely,
correct?
Yes.
All right, one more time, how do we find out more information?
Ourmentality.com is where everything is happening. And, of course, social media, Instagram, Facebook, but definitely you can register for the full package is $99 if you want to adventure to all the workshops or individual. But check out the scholarships.
Scholarships and or just do it all. All right, wonderful way to spend a day next week. Laura, we'll talk again. Thanks, and keep on doing you.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Plan for Sunday. This is pretty cool. A documentary will be premiered at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. That's your Graham, the documentary highlighting a driver's training program. Let's talk about it on behalf of Treetops Collective. I only get the best. Glad that you are here. Tamara Gurley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you as well. Marla Hookwater, good morning to you, Marla.
Good morning.
All right. Appreciate the topic of Treetops Collective. If one has never heard of what you do, Marla, what is the answer?
Yes, thank you for asking. It's good to be here. Treetops Collective is a nonprofit organization right here in West Michigan in Grand Rapids. We were established in 2017, so it's been almost 10 years, and we work with women and teen girls who are refugees and immigrants new to this area.
Are you busy?
We are very busy. We're always busy. Yes, of course.
Meaning many need your help.
Correct.
Add to that, Tamara.
Yeah, so one of our greatest goals at Treetops Collective is to help women and teen girls go from simply just being in this new place, West Michigan, to truly belonging here. And we do that through a variety of means. We have mental health circles that we run to kind of process the trauma of migration. We have leadership cohorts that are credited through Calvin University. So we bring women through a 15-month program where they're then out in their communities raising up and leaders. And we have school-based teen peer support groups in 5 high schools around the area. And this amazing program that we're here to talk about today, which is driver's training.
Yes. Let me have you expand. A driver's training program. What is it?
Yes, I'd love to share. So we at Treetops realized years ago that transportation here in West Michigan is not easily accessible. And so we can imagine what that means in terms of barriers to jobs, to health care, to schools, to grocery shopping, anything you can imagine. There are huge barriers to that for refugee and immigrant women when they come. And so we wanted to open the door to that at Treetops and see how we could come and walk alongside of women and helping them obtain their driver's license. So we have a program here at Treetops that's grown tremendously in the last couple of years. We started with our driver's training program in 2022, and we had 8 program members that went through the driver's training program. Mm-hmm. 2 of them were able to receive their driver's license. We partnered with a local driver's training school, Cox McKinsey. And Andrew McKinsey was really the change that this program needed in terms of growth. Andrew is an immigrant himself, and he understands so many of those barriers that women do face in terms of when they come here. Language barriers, financial barriers, so many barriers. Transportation barriers. If a woman cannot get to her driver's training lesson, yes, then that makes it really difficult to succeed in receiving a driver's license. And so we partnered with Andrew, and since then our program has grown. Last year, 2024-2025, 26 women went through the driver's training program, and 90% of them received their driver's license. 90% of them were under budget, so we're really, really proud and happy of that, of those statistics. Driver's training is so much more than having that driver's license. Having a driver's license, especially for somebody that's brand new, means independence, being able to make choices for themselves, having some agency in your own family and your own community, opportunity to participate more in their children's school, maybe schooling for themselves, opportunity for new jobs, being able to look for jobs in a wider range. It also creates such confidence for women. And you know, working. That's a huge piece. Yes.
And you've documented it.
Yes.
In a unique kind of way. Tell us about what's happening Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited. One of the realities that we're facing at Treetops is a loss of funding for some of our programs, driver's training included. And so this is a really special time to be able to tell this story. And we're really thankful to the Grand Rapids Art Museum, who came alongside us in just a really special partnership and offered to host the premiere of our documentary short, Driving Independence, A License, A Dream, A Newfound Freedom, which follows the story of two driver's training participants from the very beginning, from the conception of thinking about getting their license to joining the program to actually receiving their license and what that has meant for them. And so that will be premiered at the Grand Rapids Art Museum on Sunday, April 26th. The whole entire event begins at 1 p.m. And we're really grateful because we have some amazing partners. Martha's Vineyard is coming and bringing a grazing table, More or Less. Drink More or Less is going to have some really fun non-alcoholic cocktails available. And then some curators from the museum will talk about the As We Rise exhibit and Parisa Gadara. Those exhibits are both leaving the Graham on Sunday. That will be their last day. But they're really incredible art exhibits that tie into this idea of movement and freedom and independence. And so participants in the documentary premiere will get a chance to have a curated tour of those exhibits, as well as preview the film and hear from a panel of participants who were actually in the film talking about what their experience was like. And so it's just going to be a great afternoon of art and community and connection while telling this incredible story of the Treetops Drivers Training Program.
Nice. Driving Independence, A License, A Dream, A Newfound Freedom. Back to the conversation with you, Marla. When I walk away from the view, what's my action item? What do you want me to talk about, to do, to support? Yes?
Yes, thank you for asking. We would love you to spread the word about the documentary, about Treetops Collective, about the stories that you hear on Sunday. They will move you, I guarantee. Check out Treetops Collective, our website. We would love to have you learn more about us. Financially, we need funding to be able to provide the service to a broader community. So that's a huge piece. If you check out our website, you'll see opportunities to contribute in that way as well.
And Tamara, I trust back to the documentary, we're learning of stories of real women who are here in our own backyard.
That's right. Yep. Yes. These women are in our backyard. And I'll just add one more opportunity is, even if you can't make it on Sunday, we would love to come out to your organization, your business, your church, wherever. We would be happy to do a private showing of the film and a discussion around those stories as well. So that's one other way that we hope to get these stories out there. Yeah.
Involved with our neighbors and all of who call West Michigan home. Okay, details one more time for Sunday, please.
That's right, April 26th at 1 p.m., Grand Rapids Art Museum. You can visit treetopscollective.org to purchase your ticket. We hope to see you there.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful. All right, keep on doing the great job you do, an incredible local organization supporting refugee and immigrant women and girls in our community. Marlon, Tamara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Josh Dunnigan is in the house. My friend, he drums on the side and does much more than that. And I'll just get this out of the way. Josh, thanks for you and your fellow drummers joining us on the course tomorrow for the Shelley Irwin Fun Run.
I am so looking forward to it. I was talking with my crew this morning, and we are ready to rock for you and all the runners that are coming out for your fun run.
Yep. It's going to be, fun. We'll have runners, walkers, dogs, kids, and certainly that charcuterie afterwards. But I thought it was important that we bring you back this year because you just don't often run by drummers on a course or walk, and that's why it's fun. So WGVU.org/funrun once again to get your spot for tomorrow. What do you do, Josh Dunnigan?
I make music wherever I go. My bio is that I'm a man with a van and a plan to make music with every person I meet, and that's what I do.
A theme here, having just spoken with Laura Armenta, who does her unique work as well. And yet even what we're talking about today, you even reserve whole days for your art.
100%. And today I'm here to talk about Make Music Day. Make Music Day is a 43-year-old international program, over 200 cities around the world, that I think that Grand Rapids could have an amazing voice in. It's one of the things I love about being on your show, and thank you for your advocacy, because you know that Grand Rapids has some amazing stories to tell. And I think that Grand Rapids could have a voice with Make Music Day about this international program.
When is Make Music Day?
Make Music Day is coming up on June the 21st. That is the solstice. That is Father's Day. And I know that there's a bunch of other great events happening that day. My hope is that we can involve them all in a little bit of making music anytime that weekend.
Good. All right. So what's happening? Where do I head to hear your work and how do we spend that day with you and yours?
Well, Make Music Day isn't about my work. It's about all of our work. It's about everyone coming together. And I'm excited to announce that DGRI, Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., has funded me in doing an event at the Fish Ladder.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm so excited. The Fish Ladder, they've been really wanting to get the Fish Ladder activated. I went over there and checked out the amphitheater. We're going to have artists creating together there. We're going to have the JR Symphony there. We're going to have the Michigan Music Alliance. We're going to have a circle singing opportunity for everyone to come down. We're going, of course, going to have a drum circle because I'll be there. And we'll also have Leah Ivory with the Grand Rapids Youth Chorus. And just a lot of opportunities for people to come down and perform and together. And what I mean by that is make music together. It's not about the performance. It's about doing something together.
My calendar also says that's the first day of summer.
Indeed. With that summer solstice. It's also my son's birthday. So.
Oh, my goodness. June 21st. June 21st. Mark your calendar. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, is there a website that I can find this on?
Yes, you can go to makemusicday.org/Grand Rapids. We have our own website through the international organization. They built that for us, and it has an amazing feature. One of the things that we know around here is how to get a venue and a performer to talk to each other, because we have had Art Prize. We know what that looks like. So Make Music Day actually has a matchmaking website where someone can go onto the website and say, hey, I want to perform, and a venue can go, hey, I want to host you. So there's actually a matchmaking website on that makemusicday.org /Grand Rapids.
Boy, we need to make sure that word gets out. What an important opportunity, not to take anything away from art prize because of their matching, but
Sure.
Wouldn't that be neat to have just in general? Josh, and what did you bring in? Did you bring in a prop?
I brought in some drums because, well, that's what I do. I love to drum, and I love to drum up the word about making music, and I love to get the word out to the neighborhood associations about Make Music Day. I did bring something for you to shake as well, Shelley.
Oh, we're going to have a concert. Okay, all right, so... Okay, set us up for our concert, for our audience, please.
All right, introducing, for the first time only, Shelley and Josh's band.
Oh, I think we are going to go on the road, Josh.
let's go.
Shelley
Irwin
Show and Josh on the road. Yeah. All right, but this is what you do for improv, you know, I mean, you do this for kids and adults, and I mean, I hate to say it, but don't we all have a? I mean, I was a band geek, yeah. So I you know, miss those days. But they're just that. I mean, that was kind of fun.
We all have our inner band geek, and the truth of the matter is that making music with another human being is one of the most beneficial things that we can interact.
And nothing's wrong.
No,
right?
And it takes 4 minutes. All you got to do is train with someone, make music with someone for 4 minutes, and you can start to co-regulate with them. Make music for 4 minutes, and your heart rate will start to slow. The part of the brain waves that signal that we are relaxed start to increase. The brain waves that show that we are stressed out start to decrease after just 4 minutes of making music.
Wow. Well, if we had the time, I'd just shake this thing for 4 minutes, but it could be therapy. How important is music, let's just say, for the young and then for the seniors? We hear that we go into... homes where, you know, dementia is popular.
And I am lucky to say that I am the president of the board of the Drum Circle Facilitators Guild. I've got 5,000 members all around the world. And that's one of our biggest discussions these days is how can we get the word out about how important making music and how supportive making music can be for cognitive issues. So when someone comes out and they say, we're working with a group, for example, called Music Mends Minds, mending, like you mend a sock. Music Mends Minds. They have a group, by the way, that helps them with all of their fundraisers. They call themselves the Fifth Dementia because a little bit of humor goes a long way when we're talking about these
True.
Things.
Yes, Josh Dunnigan with us. He's talking to us. Yes, president of the Drum Circle Facilitators Guild. He and his team out with us for the run tomorrow. And then talk to me again about an action item for my Make My Music Day?
Make Music Day, and that is to go to the website, go to makemusicday.org/Grand Rapids. You can also, there's a fair number of people out there that know how to get a hold of me at joshuadunnigan.com. Get a hold of me any way you can. This first year, I'm really just in discovery. I want to know what Grand Rapids wants Make Music Day to be for Grand Rapids, because I can come in and I can direct it and I can create it with all my organizational partners. But really, I want to hear from the community what you want Make Music Day to be. So if you see me out on the street or if you email me, please let me know. What do you want Make Music Day to be? An opportunity wide open for all of us to make music together.
What's your background, Josh?
Well, I've been doing this for about 25 years, yeah. And I moved to Grand Rapids in 2003, and I was making music, busking on the sidewalk in front of Guitar Center, when one of the most amazing humans I've ever met, Mr. Bill Vitz, came up.
Oh, may he rest in peace.
May
right?
he rest in peace. Yeah, Bill. His instruments are still at play in my van all the time. So he got me coming out and working with people with disabilities. And from that moment forward, I've been wanting to make music with every person I meet.
And you still do. Okay, instead of my canned music, we're going to go out with another song. Josh, one more time, how do we find out more information about June 21st?
Go to makemusicday.org/Grand Rapids.
June 21st, but should be every day. Okay, take it away. Josh Dunnigan. Often we host our local authors because they've been, doing their labor of love behind the scenes. And once the book is out and in the hand, how exciting is that? That would be you, author Christina Fetcher. along with your illustrator and more. Well, it's never too early or late to talk about Santa. Good morning to you. Your Santa's summer vacation in Michigan is out. Christina Fetcher, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Yep. Santa's coming to Michigan in the summertime. We'll just cut to the chase. When did you know you wanted to write a book?
Oh, it's been a lifelong dream, Shelley. Like, I've been in communications my whole life, and I just, you know, have always worked for big corporations, but writing for fun, right? For you, for just relaxing is just kind of what I do.
And how did an idea of Santa's summer vacation in Michigan pop up in your mind?
You know, my kids were really little. My daughter was 5 at the time. She's now 16. And my son was 3, and he was such an important character in our life. So I figured Santa needs a break sometimes, like so many people, and you need to unwind on a vacation.
And here it is, both in hard copy and in paperback. All right, what's your storyline?
Well, you know, Santa, he's tired, right? He is a little overworked and ready for a break. And he decides to, you know, head to one of his favorite places in the world, because he's been everywhere, but he's really never seen it up close and personal. So he hops in his sleigh with 9 of his elves, and they go to Michigan, and they travel throughout our different beautiful regions and have fun. They go to Detroit, they go to the lake shore, and they go up north to that magical place. And all the regions are where I've lived, but along the way, he kind of rekindles his spirit again and is ready to start anew.
Describe the front cover.
Oh, well, the front cover is Santa, right? Santa and one of his elves, they are each eating ice cream, which are the favorites among my family. My daughter loves mint chocolate chip. My son and husband love chocolate and peanut butter, but they're at the beach, right? Like, I mean, West Michigan, we are home to some truly amazing beaches, and I think that just says it all, right? That's summer to me.
It really does touch the heart, and I know Monday I'll be speaking with those from Pure Michigan about how we're trying to get travel ready for spring and summer, because we do come, and I'm not a native, been here, you know, 25 years on this side of the state, so it's it keeps us here.
That's absolutely for sure. We are
so
blessed.
Yes. So how cool that you write about it with Santa. Tell me about your illustrator.
Yeah. So when I decided to jump into this project fully last summer, I was missing a publisher and I was missing an illustrator, and found the publisher. We connected, hit it off. She's in Illinois, runs a boutique. It's wonderful. But I still needed someone to bring my story to life. And I had a vision in my mind, and I'm tapped my network, right? I have a great network, and just connected with different illustrators, but they didn't bring Santa to life in a way that I wanted. And so through my book club, I found my illustrator. Like, one of the ladies in my book club, her husband works with a man whose wife is an illustrator, and she's from Grand Haven, so we're local. I'm her first local author she's ever worked with. So we've been able to do a lot of things together. And really, both her and my illustrator and publisher have become friends. Yes. They're great.
And I mean, the illustrations are beautiful, and it's very multicultural.
Absolutely.
And diverse, which is cool.
It's very important. I know kids like to see themselves in stories, so it was important to me.
How is this, I guess, the target audience? Am I reading to a child with this?
You can read to a child, but I also spent a lot of time in classrooms in March for March's Reading Month, and really, I would say up to like fourth grade, even fifth graders, right, depending on their imagination. But the conversations that I had with the older kids were really about inspiring them to, you know, all the things that you're writing in class, you can turn it into a book. And so really just kind of helping them with writing. But I would say for sure elementary kids, or reading to youngers. But it's been a lot of fun. The images I've received from friends and just people, you know, showing me pictures of their littles reading my book, or being really excited that the elves get to go on the vacation too. Like, that was really great. So the feedback has been wonderful.
And just to give them a plug, Wilson Lindbergh Books.
Yeah. She is out of Illinois, and she's just been a wonderful wonderful person to work with. She's taught me a lot. And it was really important to me that my team is female, you know, women led. We're supporting each other, really helping each other thrive and grow through this process.
I didn't actually mean for it to happen, but I had my first interview this morning was a women led realtor, builder, and, nice. And more. So I guess we're laying the platform.
We are.
We're all in this together, but stronger together. Has this, have you bitten the juice for another book?
Absolutely.
I thought so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been obviously marketing my book significantly since it's been out. It's been out now for about 2 months. And I just shared in an interview last week that, yes, Santa goes on another trip. I can't share where yet, but its plans are in the works. It took me 10 years to get this book from start to finish, but I wrote my second one in 3 sittings in July. So now I'm just self-editing, and then I got to hand it off to my editor.
Let's see what happens when you move on from corporate world. You have
and I still do that, trust me.
Yeah, okay.
The juggle is very real.
Yes. And as the kids grow, as you say.
Oh, certainly.
All right, so where am I getting my copy of Santa's Summer Vacation in Michigan?
Well, you're going to get it on Amazon, and it is available in paperback, hardcover, and I have an ebook version, right? Because people are traveling, so why not listen, you know, have it on your little reader and look through the pictures while you're traveling. But I'm also at a few local places. I'm from the Muskegon area, so we're at Maggie's Gourmet Food and Gifts, which is right in Norton Shores. We're in a couple boutiques that carry kids' clothing, so Only You Boutique and Clove and Crown, which is in downtown Muskegon. And I am at the Bookseller in Grand Haven, and I will be in the Bookman in a few weeks. I have an event coming up with them, so and I just got into my first library yesterday.
All right, be careful what you wish for, but you're also great at marketing, as you should be, for sure. All right, Christina Fetcher, that's F-E-C-H-E-R, without the T. Thank you. Congratulations. Santa's Summer Vacation in Michigan. Summer, well, right around the corner. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, it's kind of timely. Inspiration for the day. Paulo Coelho says, the secret of life, though, is to fall 7 times and get up 8 times. Okay. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow morning. WGVU.org/funrun.